the greater the degree of contrast between the main characters in an opera or a sonata form, the greater the potential for dramatic conflict and confrontation. So it is in the development section of a sonata form, like the second act of an opera, that stuff happens. The characters will meet and fight and mate. Or if you prefer, they will meet and mate and fight. Whatever. They will interact to some degree or another. In Act 3 of our opera, all the loose ends are tied up as we re-meet the characters altered by their experience. In the third part of a sonata form, the recapitulation, the themes come back in their original order, but with important changes. Curtain call in an opera, coda in a sonata form. So let us understand sonata form as an instrumental manifestation of operatic procedure. Now, in this lecture, we will examine two sonata form movements that are much more typical of the classical era than the Mozart we listened to before. In the Mozart, as I've just pointed out, the degree of contrast is stunning. In the two movements we will listen to now, the degree of contrast between the themes is not so stunning. But that is more typical of classicism than Mozart, Mozart's G minor symphony being more typical of Beethoven and Romanticism, the excessive emotion and the conflicting ideals of those eras. So onward, please, to the Haydn Symphony No. 88 of 1788 in G, the first movement. This is a very buffa-like movement, buffa in terms of comedy, very comic. It is in major, and we will not hear huge contrasts between the themes. Let's move immediately to the exposition. We will hear a very light mood and, as I said, significantly less thematic contrast. We begin with theme one. Let me play it for you once. We'll discuss it, and then we'll listen to it again. Haydn, Symphony No. 88, first movement, exposition, theme one. That's it. It's short and to the point, typical of Haydn. He never wastes his breath if he doesn't have to. It's highly motivic, this theme, and that's also typical of Haydn to have a theme with a clear motivic profile. There's our main motive. Now he sequences it upwards. He continues to sequence it upwards. So it is a direct, motivic, upbeat, almost jolly little theme with two phrases, the first one uttered quietly, the second one loud, very clear, transparent, and to the point. Again, theme one, Haydn Symphony No. 88, movement one. Now, let us examine theme two of this movement, as I said twice before, and now we'll make it thrice. We do not see a great degree of contrast between these themes. Rather, the contrast is between their key areas. The second theme in the exposition is always in a new key in a sonata form movement, and indeed, we start in G major, and now we go to D major. Let me play you theme two. It is brief and goes by very quickly, and then we'll talk about it and listen to it again. Theme two, the so-called lyric theme. Yeah, very, very brief. Theme two basically consists of another sequence, so again, it is highly motivic, and here's the basic motive. Now he spells that interval out melodically. So it kind of ratchets downwards. And that's it. We hear that idea two times, and then it's extended. Now, let me point out one other aspect of contrast that we're getting between these two themes, because it's subtle but important. Theme one is what we would call a poetic theme. That means its phrases are square and of the same length.